These were the patricians. The word means something like city fathers, although in those days they weren't citizens as we know them, but old landowning families with vast estates of fields and meadows. And they alone had the right to choose officials to govern the city once there were no more kings. In Rome, the highest officials were the consuls. There were always two of them ruling jointly, and they held office for just 1 year. Then they had to stand down. Of course, the patricians weren't the only people who lived in the city, but if you didn't have illustrious ancestors or great estates, you weren't noble. The others were the plebeians, and they were almost a caste of their own, as in India. A plebeian couldn't marry a patrician, still less could he become a consul. He wasn't even allowed to voice his opinion at the people's assembly on the field of Mars, outside the city gates. But the plebeians were many, and every inch as strong-willed and stubborn as the patricians.